Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this day. What is the date today? The
11th of June.
Wow, the 11th of June already. And it's Friday. So on Fridays, we typically talk about what our weekend plans are. So let's stick with that theme. Now, earlier in the day, we had a suggestion from one of our listeners about a podcast talking about announcers and stuff. I think we've already kind of touched on that, but we'll do that again at a later time. Maybe next week one day, but
sure.
But it's Friday. We like to keep it.
We have done announcers that we grew up listening
yeah,
to.
Yeah, keep it toward the weekend. I had an interesting discussion, though, at the steak fry the other night with another guy that was sitting at our table who knew I was a Cub fan and started talking about, you know, back in the 70s. He goes, I used to follow the Cubs. And I understand that, you know, people in the entire Midwest used to be able to listen on the radio on WGN or when WGN went Superstation on cable, a lot of kids at the time picked up on the Cubs because
sure.
They were the only thing on.
Right, absolutely.
You know? And it was easy to become a fan. So he was throwing all kinds of names at me. It was pretty funny because I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember that guy. And I had a story about almost every guy because, I mean, that's where I grew up. That was my childhood. But anyway, I don't know how I got on that topic, but let's talk about the weekend. What's going on? What do you got going?
Right, quickly going through mine. Golfing tomorrow with some buddies. Golfing Sunday with Jackson. Hanging out by the sack of water. Grilling out steaks tonight.
Ooh.
For dinner.
Ooh.
And that's about it. But I want to talk about your weekend more than anything because it's a remembrance weekend for you and your brothers of your father. You'll be going down to see your brothers and you'll be playing the Don Rabier Memorial Golf Outing.
Memorial.
As you remember your father, you and I both lost a parent months apart.
Months apart, right.
My mom, your dad, goes back probably
2015.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it's been 6 years already.
It has been.
But I think it's pretty cool what you and your brothers are doing to remember your dad. So let's talk about that.
Here's kind of how it started. So it all kind of started when he died. Because we all went, you know, down to Hilton Head to be with my mom and everything and for the funeral services. And so while we were there, we decided to play golf at the they belonged to a little country club. I use the term loosely. They have a little 9-hole course. It's called Spanish Wells, and they have a membership there. They have golf and tennis, and we used to go play there with my dad all the time. So we decided that while we were there, we would go play Spanish Wells, and we decided to call it the Don Rabier Memorial. And I don't know if that was the official first one, but I guess it kind of is when you look back. So then we decided that the next year we would do it again, and we all got together again.
And you're fortunate that you're able to do this because you're not that far apart. One brother lives in Chicago.
Right.
One brother lives in Milwaukee.
Right.
You are in Green Bay, so roughly 3.5 hours apart, perhaps.
Right.
And that you guys are able to do this every year, which is very convenient, too,
yeah,
which is cool.
Absolutely. So the following year, my one brother had a deal at the Dells, where he could get, I don't know, X amount of rooms for a certain price. And so we decided to have a family excursion sort of at the Dells. He took his family. I went up. My brother Steve came up from Chicago. My mother was up, too. She was up from South Carolina. So we got together in the Dells for a couple of days, and that's when we played the second one.
Okay.
At one of the, I don't recall which resort we stayed at. But it was a nice course. We had a good time.
We stayed at the Wilderness. It was like Wild Rock or something like that.
Yeah, it was.
But anyway,
it was
they got
cool.
Nice courses. Yep.
And then the following year, I believe we came up here and played at Thornberry Creek. We played one of them at Thornberry Creek.
Okay.
And then we played one, then we played one down by my brother Jimmy in Milwaukee. So, but I guess the first one in Hilton Head then wasn't really
it was
official.
It was the brainchild of
yeah,
it, though.
Yeah, because we didn't have a winner for that one,
right.
I don't think. But we've
kind
had
of
a
just
winner.
The brainchild.
We've had a winner for the last
sure.
three. So we've each won one. So now this year's will be the, after a year off last year because of COVID, we didn't get together. So this year we're doing it, and it's doing it coming up this weekend. So we decided to play, this is my brother's idea, decided to play a course that we played as kids that my dad used to kind of take us to, but It's more those guys. I don't remember playing this course. If I did, it was a good probably 40 years ago that I've played it. So I won't remember. I know my older brother played there quite a bit, though. He played golf in high school, so he probably played a little more of the courses around. I didn't really pick up the game until I was out of high school, where I played it consistently, probably when I was 20 or so. So he knows, and this course that we're going to play, I think, was in kind of the rotation of the schools of a high school golf season. So he's more familiar with it than any of us. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm going down tomorrow to hang out with my bro, taking Rhino with me. He's going to meet his cousins, Jack and Jordy. And then Sunday we're going to golf, come back Sunday night. We're going down to Illinois to golf, come back to my brother's Sunday after golf, and then I'll come home Monday morning, and then we're going to play Monday afternoon at the Green Bay Country Club. So I'll get a couple rounds of golf in myself this weekend.
Should be a lot of fun. And get on it. Take charge. Get down to our friends at Global Recognition. Get a plaque.
Yeah.
Get the past winners on it, and then put the fourth winner from this weekend on it, and get going on that.
Yeah, we've got to do that.
The experience and the memories deserve it.
Memorialize it. Yeah, you're right about that. We'll do that.
Outstanding. Well, it's kind of a celebration, so to speak. So have a good weekend with that.
We will.
It'll be neat for you and your brothers.
It will indeed. So, I guess that's that. Have a good weekend yourself. Enjoy your golf games of golf with your son. That'll be great.
Thank you.
And we'll be back together on Tuesday for the Bill and Rookie Experience. Hope you'll join us. It all starts at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.